Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
Why do Christians go to hospitals when they are sick? Well, the reason for this is that a Christian or any person when sick needs the medical care that a doctor can give him in order to recover. There are some religions that teach that Christians should not seek medical care, but the Bible does not support that opinion at all. We notice from the Bible that the man Luke, who wrote the Gospel according to Luke and also wrote the book of Acts, who traveled with Paul on many of his missionary journeys, was a doctor. He was a physician. We also notice that Jesus referred to himself as the great physician and pointed out that he came to seek those who were spiritually sick. And he used a very well understood principle to show why he came to sinners. He said, "They which are whole do not need a physician." Well, this means that they which are sick do need a physician. This was something that was easily understood by the people of his day. They understood that when someone is sick, there are oftentimes things that can be done by doctors in hospitals that will help them to recover. For this reason, a Christian, if he is ill, would go to a hospital and seek such medical care. Now, some teach that a Christian shouldn't do this because we should simply pray to God and ask Him to heal us directly. The Bible teaches us that there is a time, or was a time, when God did intervene directly and supernaturally, when God would make disease go away. Jesus healed many during His life here. Jesus also had disciples who went out and they had the ability to heal others. The apostles had the ability to lay their hands on someone and that person would have the ability to heal others or some other spiritual gift. But the Bible clearly teaches us from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that the time of those gifts has passed, that we now have the perfect revelation of God's Word. Therefore, that time of the miraculous no longer exists. A Christian should not sit and wait for some miracle to be done in order that he might be healed. Rather, a Christian should turn to those things that are available here in this earth and at the same time pray to God. Pray that if it's possible that God providentially, not miraculously, but providentially will intervene, that he can find the appropriate help and that he will be healed and he can be restored to a normal measure of his health. By doing so, you do pretty much all that you can do. It is a fact that our bodies wear down, and eventually we will all die. But that doesn't mean that we should not seek the care that is available to us here on this life while it is available.